This is a preview of what is to come this season. This is just me and Joel Hayes podcasting because we're cool like that. Listen to it because it's good. And yeah, just listen to it. You'll find it fairly interesting and enlightening. So see you guys later. Yeah, this is DF Radio. We're back again. And this time, Joel Hayes is with us.
That's right, Foster. This is Joel Hayes on the Desmond Show.
Desmond, DF Radio is.
DF Radio. Oh, I'm
I've
sorry.
yeah, I've decided to compile all these different feeds into one.
See, you didn't really brief me. I had no clue, you know, what I'm supposed to say.
Well,
So.
you know, briefing's not always that good. I mean,
Oh.
in wartime situations, it's always it's I'm guessing it's pretty good. But
Yeah, it helps.
podcasting isn't too hard. It can get tricky at times, but it's not too hard.
Well, it's not hard to make a podcast, but it's hard to make a good podcast.
Yeah. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so earlier we were talking about that guy that does all the voices, you know, like the voiceovers.
You know what? In fact, I'm gonna look his name up just a sec, but keep talking. Here we go.
All right, yeah. The guy that does a little tonight on ABC. You know, sounds like he's been smoking for 30 years and he's about to die. That guy. We were just talking about him, and I was wondering if it's the same guy that does all those voiceovers for like every single movie. Because it sounds like the same guy to me.
Seriously, I saw a show about him, and basically, he gets like 20 of those in a day, and he just does them for like 3,000 movies. He's done like a bunch of movies. Like seriously, it's crazy. But the studio's in his house, so he doesn't go anywhere. He just kind of chills at home, maybe in his pajamas. You know, eat a Yoo-hoo or drink a Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, what's sad is the guy is so famous, but really, he's not that famous. Like,
Yeah,
who knows?
everyone knows him, but nobody knows him.
Yeah,
Huh?
it's. Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. I'm gonna. What should I. How should What kind. How do you search for this guy? That's my question.
just
Dude.
type in like the voiceover dude. Voiceover guy.
Okay, the movie voiceover guy. I bet I'll get it too. Oh, his name is Don LaFontaine. I've heard of him before.
Really?
Yes. This, yeah. I want to, you know, it'd be pretty fun to like pay this guy to just follow you around the city and do stuff.
I was thinking about that. Have like a
There's.
voiceover for your life.
Oh, dude, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
I'm gonna reload and say all the movies that he's that th they're just on his homepage. That he's voiced over. The Godfather, he did that. Foiled Action, Batman, Terminator 1 and 2, Castaway. And oh, that's all it's on right now. But I'm gonna go inside his
Oh,
website.
does he actually do people's voices?
Huh?
Does he do people's voices? 'Cause I know he does the like the narrating, but
I think he just does narrating. That's what he's good at, so I would stick with that.
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't
Well,
try to do Jimmy Neutron's voice, you know. If you got that voice that everybody loves like that, I mean, come on.
dude, that'd be great. He does cartoons.
Jimmy, come over here. Be pretty crazy, dude.
SpongeBob.
Okay, Patrick. It's like, oh, dude. That actually.
Just it wouldn't match.
Music off. Alright. Let's see all the stuff he's done.
So, can we like post pictures on this
But
podcast?
on his website, like, every time you pick something to look at, it says it. So it's like.
Home.
It just said home. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. That's pretty cool.
Biography. Pictures.
That's hilarious.
Testimonials.
Oh Oh boy. Alright, I'm gonna go to his biography and I'm gonna check out. He's been called.
Is the link to this website long? Because we should just go ahead and say it.
Oh yeah. It's just donlafontaine.com. That's DonLaFontaine. Sorry. And if you can't get that, then you're stupid. I don't care. But dude.
This guy is like an American icon, but no one knows what he looks like.
Let me think. He's done 4,000 films. More
than 4,000 films. That is insane. Like, he just does the trailers, right?
Yeah, just the trailers.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, everyone that's ever seen a commercial about a movie has heard his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe this guy might be like the Antichrist or something.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe there's like subliminal messages.
Television. That's funny. Oh, he's done Seinfeld, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Alright.
Kinda. But yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Hey, I have a question.
What do you say?
I said I have a question.
What's the?
Would you like to redo this entire thing and make it sound good?
That's what. Just keep going on and on, dude, and we'll just chop it up into 3 or 4 episodes, dude. People at my school eat this stuff up, seriously.
Dude. Are you serious?
Yes. Dude. They're like, that was great. Dude. How you made fun of that guy.
Dude.
Like every day I come to school, I'm like, whatever, man.
Dude. So you're famous now, right?
At my school? Well, everybody knows me already. Whoa. Like, little kids come up to me, they're like, hey, what's going on, Dez? And I'm like, I don't know you.
But they listen to your podcast?
I don't know if they listen to my podcast, but everybody knows me.
No.
Everybody knew me before the podcast, but the podcast has just made me gone school-wide.
Everyone knows the name Foster.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be pretty big after this.
Exactly. Pretty much everybody's heard of you, too. Television. Just because of Joel Kidd.
Yeah, this might be my break in life. I made it big in Foster's
podcast. I want to see how many, like, a list of all these movies that he's done.
Does it show?
I'm going to go to the Wikipedia one, because that's probably a little better. Because his is just, you know. But I'm going to try to figure out how much it costs for this guy to... He did the do you know what Fillmore is? I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm. That's a dumb show.
Yeah, he was the announcer on Fillmore, I guess. Terminator, Terminator 2, Castaway, Fatal Attraction. I heard that movie sucked. Batman, Cheaper by the Dozen, Daddy Daycare, Chicken Run, Strange Love, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Power Slave. Have you played that game?
Mm-mm. Power Slave.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. But I guess he was the narrator in that video game. Let me check it out later. But, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. He was a commercial voiceover guy for that, too.
Crazy.
Wow.
This guy's making some cash.
Making that moolah. We say fly.
Yeah, but that in a world thing. Brennan, shut. You know the in a world thing? He made that up himself.
Oh, like his catchphrase?
Yeah.
In a world.
Yeah. Yeah. That die. Brennan, shut up. Brennan. Hey you kid. The one in your room. Shut up.
Yes, I'm in my room.
Oh, he did.
My dad just walked in.
Hey, oh, cool.
We're podcasting over the internet. How cool is that?
Hello, Mr. Joel's dad, or what's your last name? Hayes?
Hayes.
Yeah. What's going on, Mr. Hayes?
Yo, what's up, dude? Merry Christmas!
Yeah. What'd you say?
He said Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. I thought he said something else after that.
Oh, I was talking to my dog. Maybe that was it.
Okay, sounds like fun.
Whoa. Do you know what... Dude, I love your default image.
Which one?
Yes!
I know, it's like a Caucasian kid with wavy hair.
You sure that's me?
Yeah, it says on the phone, and it has like a silhouette of this Caucasian kid.
Oh, sure, I guess. I don't remember that, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's me.
Have you heard of Exhumed?
Uh-uh.
A first-person shooter by Lutonabe. Well, that's the game he narrated, I guess. I bet it sucked, though.
Yeah, I think he'd be a pretty good action hero. Like, he could have done Master Chief.
Yeah, dude.
New weapon.
He could have just done all the stuff for Halo. All that, dude. Like betrayal. All that stuff, dude.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's a lot more expensive than a
Chief. Yeah, but Halo, like, Halo 2 could have got him. Not Halo 1, you know that.
Well, yeah. You know.
But, like, they probably had enough cash on Halo 2 to say, hey, do these voices for us. Because that would have been cool, because I would have been like, oh, dog, that's... I've been shooting people. And been like, oh, that's Donald Fontaine. Oh, dog.
Yeah, the game would at least be 2 times better. At least.
2 times. Just by putting him in there.
Dave.
Yep. Yes? Joel?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Alright. That's it for the, for DF Radio right now. That was just Joel's debut on DF Radio. He's now affiliate, I guess. So, well, that's about it. Go home, go to sleep, get some rest. Oh, wait, we don't have to go to school. So, you know, see ya.